It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Katie, what else is going on locally?
Yeah, we've got a few things, and I love when we get stories about pickleball because they just kind of take over, right?
Why do we love that damn game so much?
Well, apparently Eisenhower Park not loving it because they kind of outlawed pickleball out there at Eisenhower Park, and they've re-implemented it, but there are some conditions. Have you heard of librarian foam?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what they're making the balls out of now so they don't make a sound. So it is like this new technology called librarian foam. So the new pickleballs don't make a sound, and you have to have them if you're playing pickleball out at Eisenhower Park. And they are really implementing this. Like, they're enforcing it. It's a $100 fine if you're caught playing pickleball without a librarian foam ball.
I don't feel like it's the ball that's irritating people. It's,
yeah,
it's just the people. Because there's
there is a lot of that.
And they're screaming and like, come on!
Exactly.
That's what's irritating.
So much commotion with pickleball. But I just thought it's funny that they've got a $100 fine for it, because that is more expensive. Like, if you get a speeding ticket in Denver, I looked it up, guess how much that is?
How much?
$70.
So it's more than a speeding ticket.
Exactly. If you get running a red light ticket, it's $70. Getting caught with mushrooms is $100 in the city of Denver.
Oh, good.
So
good.
This is so funny.
Good to
me.
Know, yeah.
Yeah. But don't you play with a non-librarian foam pickleball, because you're going to get a $100
fine.
You got to
get those quiet
right
balls
now.
Out there.
But yeah, so pickleball.
Where do you buy them?
Changing.
Do you have any more information?
You can get it at Dick's Sporting Goods.
You think?
Yeah. I'm sure you could totally pick up some librarian foam balls.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got some good news for the top tubing hills in the nation. USA Today did a story about, you know, the tubing hills. So, like, you're sledding. Right?
Yeah.
You're in a tube. You're
That's
sledding
the way
down
I
the
go
hill.
Skiing now. Is it
on your butt the whole way down?
Wee!
Yeah. So they did, you know, they're like talking about amenities and also just the fun, the thrill of the ride. And we have two spots, two in Colorado, Winter Park and Copper Mountain, the snow tubing champs.
No
so
way.
Coca-Cola Tube Hill at Winter Park made the list.
That's
and
cool.
They say they have multiple lanes where riders can fly up the mountain. But the big thing there is with two tubing, the biggest haul is literally the haul. You have to go back up the mountain.
So does this have the thing where,
like,
you hold on to
no,
it?
No, yeah, they have the conveyor that brings you up.
That.
And everybody loves it.
Yes.
And then at Copper Mountain, the tubing hill there has banked turns. So you go super fast at
what
Copper
if you go
Mountain.
Over it?
Then that's an epic
then
day.
You're good.
Different issue.
Most epic day ever sledding.
Probably had fun doing it. So,
I got to take the kiddos up and
do
that this year.
Yes, tubing is so much fun. You could even do that in North Dakota. Like, we didn't have many ski lifts because, you know, flat and all, but we did have places where we could go tubing.
How fun.
And,
wonder
and
if
love.
That's expensive. I'd have to look that up.
It's probably less than skiing, though.
It's probably, but it's still probably
so
like
expensive.
$80 a person. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure. Actually, the online prices started about $45 for
per
Winter Park
person?
Chair, $45 per person. Yeah.
That's not terrible.
Not bad. That's
when skiing
come
on. Is like 180.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is.
There's a sledding hill down by me that's free.
Copper Mountain. It says the cost is $27 to $33 per hour.
Well, the $45 one, that's gonna be $230 almost for me to take the kids sledding.
How many kids do you have?
I know. Well, geez,
well,
what I was
and
thinking.
And
I'm like,
well,
you
it's all
not
four
mathing.
Of us.
That's
four
still
of
not
us.
Mathing, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's 180. You said.
Yeah,
it's
$45. Oh, I did five. You're right.
Yeah.
45 times four. $180. You're right.
Yeah.
Maybe I want
to
bring
then.
A friend.
$28.
Okay.
Now my five would
oh,
work.
Oh, yeah. Copper's $28.
Yeah.
So there,
all right.
It's even
I'll think
cheaper
about it.
For you. All right. So a couple tubing spots for you coming in the top 10. And here's a little sad news locally, but Taco House. The original location on Federal is closing, and this has
me so sad. I haven't been to a Taco House in like 30 years.
I know, and I asked you both, like, when I came in. I was like, are you too bougie for Taco House? Because
there's one on Colfax.
Well, it's on Wadsworth, just south of Colfax.
Is that the one closing?
No, the one on Federal, the original
Federal.
Location.
Gotcha.
So they have to close due to costs. Like, it's just too expensive to operate in the city of Denver there, they're saying, so they have to shut the doors. They're hoping to keep it open through the end of the year, but might not happen.
They've been around forever. Delicious food.
67
I would
years.
Imagine. I remember being a little kid at my grandma's house because she lived down in Applewood, and we were trying to figure out where to go to dinner one night, and everyone's like, Taco House, you want to go to Taco House? I was like, yeah, I want to go to Taco House. Let's go
to
Taco House, you know, let's go. We went and showed up to Taco House, and I was expecting in my little kid brain to be Taco Bell.
Oh, no.
And imagine my disappointment when we rolled up to a taco house and it was not the same.
It's not the same, but
it's not the same.
Still good.
I remember it was over-onioned.
No.
In my little kid brain.
You asked for no onions.
I had a burrito and it was over-onioned as a little kid.
It was right across from the broadcasting school that I went to, so we would take our breaks and go over there and get nachos a number one all day, tamale and enchilada with rice and beans.
Well, yeah, now as an adult, that's what I would go just chow down.
That actually sounds really good. Yeah.
It was so good. Like, I'm sad that... But again, they have two locations. The one that I mentioned on Wadsworth, right south of Colfax, that one is staying open, so you can still go get your taco house fix.
It's sad when you hear these places that have been around for, what'd you say?
67 years.
Jeez Louise.
Yes, I know. That's a long time.
Well, with death comes life. I'll give you this little throwback. I have never been to a Chi-Chi's.
Generations of food.
What is that? What that
I
is?
I love Chi-Chi's. Chips are free. Dinner extra. I
what
love
is happening?
I don't know. I've never even
everything
heard of
Chi-Chi's. Everything you guys are talking about. Taco House and Chi-Chi's. It's so far over my head.
We had a couple people messaging this morning like, did you see the Chi-Chi's story? And I was like, even Josh was like, what the hell is Chi-Chi's?
And I was very excited about it.
So it launched back in the 70s. It became quite the sensation in the 80s and 90s. More than 200 locations nationwide. The story here says that their classic item was the fried ice cream.
Yes, I was going to say.
Is that what they were known for?
Yes.
That's good.
And it was beautiful on the TV screen, too. As a kid, you're like, what is that?
Went through bankruptcy, ownership changes. The final blow came in 2003 when some bad green onions at Chi-Chi's led to the largest hepatitis A outbreak in American history.
I do remember that.
Holy moly.
Oh,
and that was pretty much the nail in the coffin.
The hepatitis breakout of 2003.
You're bringing me back now. I do remember.
Yeah, jeez. So anyway, some dude named Michael something or other, the son of the original owner, it says is going to open up new restaurants under the Chi-Chi's name next year. First location in Minnesota. If it does well, it's going to expand nationwide again.
Okay.
So they're going to bring back Chi-Chi's.
Oh yes, gosh. See, and you mentioned Minnesota, North Dakota, right next door. This was the Mexican food I had growing up, was Chi-Chi's.
Okay, so this is for you and
exactly.
Other people that love fried ice cream.
Travel
and
miles.
Hepatitis.
And yes, I know, that's horrible.
And risking hepatitis for that fried
not
ice
anymore.
Cream.
Not anymore. They cleaned it up,
my
Josh.
Only takeaway from this story is my grandpa, who called women's breasts Chi-Chi's. That's my only takeaway from this story.
So he loved Chi-Chi's too, though.
Nice Chi-Chi's. Like, when I saw this, I was like, what? What is my grandpa
is
doing
happening?
In Trinity?
What are you, why are they bringing him back? Where'd
oh
they go?
God.
Your grandpa's got great fried ice cream, so. Yep.
Oh, that's awkward for everybody. Cyber Monday was America's biggest online shopping day ever. Some sort of analytics company crunched the numbers. We spent $13.3 billion on Cyber Monday.
Wow.
That's up from last year. They said for 1 2-hour stretch on Monday night, we were spending more than $15 million every minute.
That's so gross.
Jeez.
On products online. Every minute was $15 million.
I don't think I like that.
Consumerism.
I know, right?
Ugh,
too much. So much junk that we're bringing into our house. And here's the one person that a lot of people are buying for this year, yourself. They say self-gifting is up. Almost half of Americans plan on buying themselves at least one gift this year.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who has?
All day long.
Who has?
I'm raising my hand.
I don't think I do that.
You didn't
you
do
don't?
It?
No.
Oh, God, I did it this year.
I bought myself a bunch of stuff.
I'm
just
did
really
too.
Selfless, you guys. That's the big thing.
Oh,
here.
I bought myself some He-Man action figures
and
some stuff for my truck. So
yeah. No.
A few little accessories I wanted.
It's fine. And my daughter also, she knows her boyfriend isn't going to go super hard this year when it comes to gifts. So she's like, I'm buying myself gifts to make up for it. So I think everybody's doing this.
Again,
this
it's great. Like when things are on sale at great prices, you're like, how can I turn this down?
Yeah, I need one of those too.
You bought all those $25 wallets.
I bought myself one too. I sure did.
There you go.
$25. Come on. Yeah. I might have bought myself too.
They say the dollar amount is about $100 or under, it looks like, if you're going to self-gift for yourself. About $100.
Self-gift for yourself.
Self gift for yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Self yourself.
Here's some crap on celebrities. Some rumors are out there that Jessica Biel might be breaking up with Justin Timberlake.
Really?
They're on a marital break. Sources are saying that Jessica has initiated and that they'll spend the holidays apart.
Oh.
She might go to one or two of his concerts to show some support, but other than that, they're breaking up for the holidays.
Well,
come on.
What? And you know what? Every time he has a movie he does or something, the reports come out that he's holding
hands
with the co-star and, yeah, getting a little close, too close for comfort. And he's on tour right now. He's got to stop in Denver at the end of January. And it's like, I can imagine shenanigans are going on out there.
Mm-hmm. Bringing Hansy back. So I got a couple of these for you. Your Fat America stories. Wendy's is bringing back their $3 keychains that gets customers unlimited free Frosties for 2025.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, available on the Monday.
Yeah, like we bought those before, my family. And the tiniest Frosty you'll ever see in your entire
life.
They're
the little ones.
It's like the puppy cups from Starbucks.
Yeah.
But
right.
You get a free Frosty like once a day. So
well, why not? You know,
they
just
add
a little
up,
taste.
I guess, but you get a little... I'll
it's really
forget.
All we need.
I'll never
right?
forget the first time like we got those keychains. I was kind of young, and my mom was like, "Free Frosties," and we got there and got the cups, and I was like, "That's like they walked past the Frosty machine.
Not worth the drive.
Two licks and you're done."
I mean, seriously, yeah. But they're good. You can get them once a day.
That's
so.
Right. Just a taste.
Yeah.
Just to satisfy that craving.
Very little taste.
And then, Katie, I feel like this is for you. Sam's Club is testing something called the Holly Dog. With various toppings that combine Thanksgiving and Christmas. Here's the menu options. A hot dog topped with turkey on one side and prime rib on the other.
That's a lot of meat.
Whoa.
Another dog topped with mashed potatoes on one side and Christmas cookies on the other.
No.
And then another dog topped with pumpkin pie on one side of the dog and crunched up candy canes on the other.
What is happening?
So wait, it's a hot dog?
Yep, and you get a different
with the toppings.
A topping on each side of the, like,
no,
each half of the hot dog.
I guess I'm going to have to try it, because here's the thing. One of the best hot dogs I've ever had was at this little bar in this town that I grew up in, and it was a hot dog that had cream cheese on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was wrapped in bacon.
And then what?
And then topped with grape jelly.
Yeah.
And it was so good. Like, all of those things together, that combination of flavors was...
Who thinks of that, though?
I don't know. Some drunk guy. It was at a bar.
I think that guy was on the pot weed. I don't think he was drunk. I think that's the pot weed
talking.
Maybe
he was a few things.
He might have been
a few
things
going on there. But that hot dog,
the one with the candy cane, the crunched up candy canes.
That would hurt.
I might have done the all meat one. Like, bring me the meats, but that's probably about it.
They are also suggesting that adventurous people make their own holly dog concoctions at home this holiday season. You can use things like stuffing on one side and sweet potato on the other, mac and cheese and Brussels sprouts, bacon-wrapped shrimp, and cranberry sauce. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Make your way to our Facebook. It is Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on the FB. It's kind of one of those, oh, how cute stories today. A dude in Poland proposed to his girlfriend by booking a sightseeing trip in a helicopter. And while they were flying around, the pilot spelled out, "Marry me," in the air. So once they were finished, he pulled out his phone to show her the flight path that the helicopter was on. And it said, "Marry me."
That's so
gag.
Sweet.
That gag.
Oh, we can see it where?
It's on our Facebook.
Oh, see?
You're all excited. Josh and I are like, oh, God. It's all downhill from here, dude.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.